And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. It's my pleasure to host today's show, along with Robert, who's here from the Prescott Chamber. Hi, Robert.
Thank you, Sherry. Hi.
And we have guests today from Charlotte Hall Museum, Spectrum Healthcare, United Way of Yavapai County, and of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Are you craving a lodgepole-like cream ale from Prescott Brewing Company, but you're too lazy to get off the couch and into the pub? Are you hungering for some apricots and beer brewed together in our Pale Apricot Pale Ale? Or are you thirsty for a malty manzanita red ale with great drinkability and a bit of spunkiness? Well, now you can have all three of them safe and secure in your own fridge. Enjoy six of PBC's most popular beers brewed and canned to perfection. Available from Prescott Brewing Company, downtown Prescott, and out and about town at several retailers.
Pros and the know start with Lowe's, because at Lowe's, the more pros buy, the more they save. Need concrete for your next job? Get 20% off select concrete mix when you buy two pallets or more. Plus, save time by ordering online. Place your order at lowesforpros.com, and it'll be ready for pickup at our pro desk when you are. Buy in bulk and save money. Buy online and save time. So, pro, now that you know, let's get started.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reaper Graphics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reaper Graphics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last locally owned independent agents in Prescott.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our very first guest.
Thank you, Sherry. We have a very first special guest, Fred Vail, representing the Charlotte Hall Museum from downtown Prescott. Welcome to the show, Fred.
Well, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
We're glad to have you.
And I know everybody probably knows who you are, or they should, but they will today.
Well, I don't know if everybody does, but I hope a lot of people do, because that means they've had some connection with the museum.
There you go.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, where you're from and how long you've been with the museum and all those good things.
Well, I've been the director of the museum for about 5 years. I came to Prescott about 18 years ago, after I retired, my first retirement that I have since failed.
There you go. We hear that a lot, right?
Big fail.
And I was what I like to refer to myself as a reformed lawyer. I don't practice law anymore. I'm too active with the museum, which is the funnest, if that's a word, job that I've ever had. In fact, I don't even think of it as a job. I think it is just a wonderful place to go.
Well, that means you love it.
I love it. Yep,
the passion.
I've never had a position that I had so much fun at.
Well, that's great. Before we started the program, we were kind of having some dialogue here, and today is May 30th, and there's something special about May 30th, and Fred, you want to let our listeners know what that means?
Well, it's special in Prescott.
Yes, it is.
Because it was, 154 years ago, on May 30, 1864, that a public meeting was held in front of a little log cabin that was owned by and operated by a Mexican trader by the name of Manuel Isari. And the result of that meeting was that the town of Prescott was founded and named. And, of course, that building, which is now called Fort Misery, is on the grounds of the Charlotte Hall Museum.
Wow.
It's the oldest surviving log cabin in all of Arizona.
What are the chances that we have you on our show today on May 30th?
Happenstance.
There you go.
That is something.
Yeah, that is pretty cool. I love that. Well, tell us, there's a lot going on over at the museum, Fred. Let's hear what's going on in there.
Well, we're entering our busy season, the summer season. We start off with the Folk Arts Fair, which will be this weekend, Saturday and Sunday. On June 11, we will celebrate Charlotte Hall Museum Day, a designation that was made by City Council about 5 years ago. And on this particular Charlotte Hall Museum Day, we will be celebrating the museum's 90th anniversary.
Oh,
wow. We were founded on June 11, also on a Monday, in 1928 by Charlotte Hall. Of course, as we go on through the summer, we'll have our very respected Prescott Indian Art Market in July. In August, we'll have the Western History Symposium and our Wine Fest, always a very, very popular event. And then in October, the Folk Music Festival as well. So that kind of takes us through the summer and into the early fall.
Wow.
So that's a lot happening. And, of course, we have our monthly lectures and so forth all throughout all that period. And it is a very popular period for tourism within the city, mm-hmm. and also certainly with respect to the Charlotte Hall Museum as well.
Absolutely.
Well, for newcomers, you know, back to the big first event for the whole season, the Folk Arts Fair, I know that's been going on for many, many years.
45 years this year.
Wow. And that is just unbelievable.
It is.
I remember I've been here about 20 years, a little over 20 years, and I remember that was one of the first things that I did when mm-hmm. I came into town, when you had that going on, people sitting on the porch and doing their wares. Tell the folks a little bit about what the Folk Arts Fair is.
Well, it's a presentation. We like to call it a village of traditions. We turn the museum into a campus-wide presentation of folk arts, which are as distinguished from fine arts, which are arts of the 18th century, which are utilitarian in nature. Mm-hmm. People made things, and then they got into the that they needed, like a saddle, and then they got into the mode of beautifying that saddle, making them very, very art-like and so forth. And that was also the case with quilting and spinning and yarn making and blacksmithing and printing and all of that, all of those kinds of activities. So we'll be presenting all of that through throughout the campus, including woodworking and chair caning and things of that nature. Always a good program for the kids. Mm-hmm. We'll have gold panning and
big kids too.
Yeah, is there real gold too, in that, Fred?
No, not quite.
Oh, okay, I'm just
tin punching making corn husk dolls and other related activities for the kids. We'll have music, dancing, performances in our amphitheater. We'll have one example. We'll have a name that everybody would recognize. Gail Steiger will be there performing along with Terry Barrett. And so forth. So it's a 2 days of a lot of activity and a lot of fun for the family. It's a family event.
Yes, it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
And where would folks go, where would our listeners go to learn more about this and the hours and the cost and those things?
Charlotte.org.
There you go. That's an easy one.
S-H-A-R-L-O-T .org, or they can call the museum at 445-3122.
Wonderful.
Or pick up a nice brochure at the Visitor Information Center right downtown.
Yeah, there you go.
That's right. They can do that too.
Imagine that.
And watch the Kudos, because it'll be all over Kudos on Friday.
Wonderful. That's good stuff. Well, thanks for bringing that. We know many of our tourists enjoy that program, as well as our residents, too. So, talking about tourism, we've been noticing that there's been kind of an increase in the Prescott area. Are you feeling that at the museum with your attendance?
Yes and no.
Okay.
I think it's pretty consistent with last year. Of course, well, the summer will be a better gauge of that.
Sure.
We'll be getting a lot of tourists. So winter, we tend to get the snowbirds.
You bet.
Coming up from the valley.
Yes.
To get something different to do. In the summer, we get the people who are coming up from the valley because it's hot.
Yeah, they want to cool off.
yeah, and you know, we have about 30,000 people who come through the museum a year. They come from every state in the union and from dozens of foreign countries. It's always interesting to talk about to people about where they're from and why they're here. And it's, you know, it's the reasons vary. Many times they're visiting a family. Other times they're just touring through, and or they've read about the museum, or they've read about Prescott generally, and they come here to visit, and invariably many of them end up visiting us.
Yeah,
well, we find
yeah.
at the Visitor Information Center, you know, downtown, most people come in and they want the history.
Yeah.
They're looking for history, so the Charlotte Hall Museum, of course, is the first stop that we send them to. And
yeah.
They're just thrilled to pieces.
Yeah.
I know you do. We have many of the visitors come here because we ask them,
sure.
Where did you learn about us? The chamber.
Yeah. Well,
they told us about it, or it was in, you know, on a website or something. But often the chamber is the source of their information about us.
Yeah. Well, your numbers reflect similar to ours as well. So, real quick before we run out of time, the June 11th event, is that a little bit more about that one, real quickly?
It's a celebration.
Yep.
It's a free day.
Oh,
we don't charge admission on that day. It's open to the public.
Okay, good to know.
We'll have this year we'll have a 90-inch birthday cake.
Oh, I was going to say, will there be cake?
we talked about 90 feet, but we decided that was a little much.
Ooh,
but we'll have birthday cake. We'll have a living history interpreters in all of our buildings, Fort Misery, the schoolhouse, the print shop, mercantile shop in the Governor's Mansion and the Fremont and all of those places. We'll have games for kids.
Oh, fun.
We're going to have a puppet show.
Oh, nice.
And our community quilt making. So okay. Anybody that comes in gets an opportunity to create a block
for
a quilt that will turn into a community quilt.
That's exciting.
And at some point we'll put it on display for a period of time. But there will be music. And as I said, kids' games and activities. But it'll be a nice day.
It sounds like it. We'll make sure that we'll let everyone know, and I'll have to come down for some cake.
What time is the cake served? Noon.
Okay.
We're also going to have an hourly drawing that the lucky winner will get a one-year family membership in the union.
Very good.
And also another drawing will be for a book.
Okay.
One of our books from our bookstore.
Oh, well, that's great stuff.
So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
There is. So folks can learn more about this at
charlotte.org.
So that's easy. And phone number?
445-3122. I had to think about
it. I know. Sometimes when you always wonder if you give out your number or
Exactly, right.
Go through that process. But we're so thrilled to have you on the show today, Fred. Thank you so much for being our first guest today on Talk of the Town.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity. Thank you very much for inviting me.
And I will be there for cake. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We'll be right back.
We did it again. Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers.
From Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's. Locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69. The one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
Hi, Ken with the Plants of the Week and our native quaking aspen.
Few experiences capture the magic of nature so well as a quaking aspen dancing in the slightest of breeze.
You'll love their unique bark as it shines white, brand new leaves celebrating spring's arrival.
Plant a row along your driveway or simply as a focal point in the yard.
Hand-picked specimens start at under $100, but we have huge showy models as well.
Waters Garden Center, for people who love their quaking aspen, they love to shop.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, you're here to introduce our next guest.
Thank you, Sherry. I'm glad to introduce Jamie Williams from Spectrum Healthcare. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me.
Tell us a little bit about yourself before we go into the business end of it.
Well, I do come from a 15-year clinical background, but I recently took a new position with our clinic as the image and communication strategist as part of our business development team. And so it's kind of a big transition for me, but really exciting.
Mm-hmm. And how long have you been in the area?
in the area. I was raised in Arizona, but left for about 18 years and moved to Oregon. But my husband and I have been back now for 5 years.
Wonderful. And so tell us a little bit about Spectrum Healthcare, because I know I'm originally from Michigan, which everyone knows, and we have a Spectrum there, but I know there's no connectivity. So
right.
Anyone who might be thinking that, there is no connectivity. But tell us a little bit about this.
Yeah, that's correct. Spectrum here in Arizona is its own entity. We are a healthcare agency, and what makes Spectrum Healthcare unique here in Northern Arizona is that we are actually an integrated healthcare agency, which means that we offer behavioral health services and primary care all under one roof. And kind of a whole spectrum of services fall under that as well, including psychiatry, child and family services, and a variety of things. But we really are working towards a whole health perspective. We think it's really important that when people are facing, whether it be physical challenges or emotional challenges, that we take a look at the entire spectrum. Pun intended.
There you go. But that's good. Really good. So in your business development, obviously you're seeing this is a growing area in the market of healthcare.
Yes. Primarily, Spectrum Healthcare started in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Okay.
And we have recently expanded a integrated facility over here in Prescott.
Thank you.
On Crossings Drive. And we did take over a practice there that had been established for quite some time, but are now providing our integrated care services right here in Prescott. And we are a 501c3 nonprofit organization. I'm not sure I didn't mention that, so I just wanted folks to know that we are a not-for-profit agency.
Well, that's interesting. Tell us a little bit more about that and how that, like the integrated process or what makes you integrated and how, so our listeners can
sure.
have that understanding.
Yeah, I mean, really it's Spectrum's been doing integrated healthcare since about 2009. And other agencies typically attempt to do similar models, but we're unique in the fact that we do hire our own primary care providers, so we're not contracting out for
okay.
those services.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone who works for Spectrum Healthcare, regardless of their level of practice or their scope of practice, they are Spectrum employees. And so we really do consider ourselves a very large family in trying to better our communities with each individual. So that is what makes us unique. I think there may be one other entity in the state of Arizona that practices using a similar model.
Okay.
But we really are unique as far as the service delivery that we provide.
And the fact that you're also nonprofit as well.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we offer all the way from substance abuse counseling, including a medically assisted treatment program. And, the opiate situation is quite mm-hmm. a challenge across the nation, but
yeah.
also right here in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a really big piece of what we offer. And we do from 0 to 99.
Okay.
So,
okay.
We provide services to all ages.
Wonderful. And tell us, Jamie, do most insurances cover these services?
Yes, they do. And Spectrum Healthcare also takes most major insurance plans as well as state funded insurances like Access and Medicare.
Okay. Well, that's very interesting. Now, does your organization need volunteers or do you work with volunteers or anything of that nature? Or do you basically, is it employee-driven?
Employee-driven. We do occasionally have events and things like that we may coordinate volunteers and support for those kinds of things. But primarily, most of the folks that provide services our employees.
Okay, wonderful. And do you have any upcoming events? We're getting ready to, can you believe Friday?
I know, she said the magic word.
No.
Well, the thing is, Friday is June 1st already. Can
I
you
know.
Even believe it? So,
no, I can't believe it. It's a little bit.
Sorry if you have.
No.
But anything coming up that our listeners can learn about?
Well, what exciting stuff for us, we actually are going to be part of the, is it I'm so sorry, Frontier Days Parade.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And,
yep.
And so that'll be exciting. We'll be participating in that.
That's the Prescott Frontier Days, yep. 4th
right.
of July
yep.
festivities.
That's the rodeo.
That's great. Yes,
yeah.
So that'll be exciting. Mm-hmm. And then we are planning our very first Spectrum Charity Gala that will occur in February. And
okay.
there'll be more details to come in regards to that. But that will be primarily supporting our crisis mobile team.
Oh, wow.
Which is also something that we do in primarily the Verde Valley right now. We are looking to expand hopefully over here into Prescott, but for now we're primarily over in the Verde Valley. We have a crisis mobile team that goes out and responds to calls with our first responders, police department, fire,
great.
If there's a mental health emergency. Mm-hmm. And so those guys are trained specifically to de-escalate behavioral health situations in the community.
Okay. Very interesting. And what other types of services would you like to share with us today? I know we've covered a lot of them so far. Did we cover all of them?
I think we may
I'm,
have.
I'm, like, trying to make sure here.
primary care, we offer pediatrics. We offer the MAP program and substance abuse counseling, therapy, psychiatry, and then just your everyday check-ins with the docs as well. Over here in Prescott, we have a bit more of a unique demographic. We have an older generation that we're caring for over here. Mm-hmm. So the services at our Spectrum site are very specific. We offer osteoporosis testing, some other chronic care management, and counseling in that facility as well for, you know, life stressors.
Right, absolutely. Yeah. So you have doctors available and taking patients?
Yes, absolutely. New patients are welcome. And, and our counselors are ready to go as well.
Well, you better tell them where you are again so everybody can come by and check you out.
Yes, so the Spectrum facility in Prescott is over on Crossings Drive. I believe it's 3633 Crossings Drive. And the phone number there is 928-778-133. And people can also find out where all of our locations are on our website, which is spectrumhealthcare-group.org.
Wonderful. So you started out in Cottonwood, and you're kind of expanding out.
Yeah.
What are some of the other locations again?
Cottonwood, Sedona, Camp Verde, and now Prescott.
Okay, great.
And hopefully more.
Oh, there you go. Growth is good.
That's right.
And it sounds like you're getting involved with the community as well. I know you joined the chamber recently.
Yeah.
We appreciate that.
Yeah,
and
it's super fun.
We're here to support you and you know, help have another offer for our community, our residents and such. And tell us, Jamie, what's one of the most rewarding aspects of your work?
Oh, boy. I think, you know, I've been a social worker for a long time, and I really do believe that I personally do better when my community does better. And I'm really excited to work for an agency that has that philosophy and holds true to that. And that's, you know, a big part of our virtue, essentially. It's important to me that our communities are healthy and everyone deserves to be.
Absolutely.
Well,
that's great. It sounds like you've had quite a career.
Yeah.
Congratulations on your new venture here.
Thank you.
Anything we can do to help, we're certainly here to do so.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate you being on the show and for being a part of the chamber and just getting involved with the community.
Thanks so much for having us.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A. We'll be right back.
The open road is waiting for you at Affinity RV. You get a home with a view.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with three locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyles together.
guess what? It's planting time, and Prescott Dirt is the best place to get your planter's mix. Hi, this is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Nothing's more fun than getting down in the dirt and planting your flowers or veggies in deep, dark, rich topsoil. Prescott Dirt's topsoil is dug locally from Willow Lake, and our planter's mix is both topsoil and mulch. What a great combination. Have fun playing in the dirt and making things grow. You can visit either of our locations, Prescott or Prescott Valley, or on the web at PrescottDirt.com.
If you are a current or former smoker, you may want to think about screening for lung cancer with low-dose computed tomography. The U.S. Preventive Services Task Force recommends lung cancer screening annually for those at high risk. Yavapai Regional Medical Center performs low-dose CT screening in Prescott and Prescott Valley. It only takes a few moments, and it can set your mind at ease while giving you and your doctor the information you need for intervention if needed. Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death for men and women in the United States, and early detection is important. Talk to your doctor about your risk for lung cancer and how low-dose CT screening can help, or call YRMC's Patient Navigator at 928-771-5454. Do it for your peace of mind and for the ones you love.
The talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Wednesday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Talk of the Town, brought to you by Affinity RV. A school playground has suffered major damage following an incident involving several juveniles.
On Sunday night, a person reported kids hitting playground equipment at Big Park School in the village of Oak Creek with an axe. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office spokesman Dwight Devlin explains deputies caught the juveniles red-handed.
As deputies arrived, they saw one of the suspects striking a slide with the axe. He was ordered to drop the axe and immediately complied. A total of six juveniles were detained. Deputies saw significant damage to several pieces of playground equipment.
The suspects' ages range from 12 to 13 years old, and they have admitted to the vandalism. Devlin says they will be charged with criminal damage.
School officials were notified and demanded prosecution. Each of the juveniles was released to their respective guardians after being fully briefed on the callous nature of the child's actions and pending court appearances.
Damage has been estimated at more than $1,000. Also over the weekend, two boys, 16 and 17, and a 17-year-old girl caused minor damage after their cigarette smoking started a brush fire. The fire burned about half an acre near the bridge over Oak Creek in Cornville. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Learn about substance abuse trends and effective prevention and enforcement strategies. Matt Force, Yavapai County's Substance Abuse Coalition, is hosting a free drug and alcohol awareness symposium from 8 to 4:30 today. Idaho Officer Jermaine Galloway is scheduled to make a presentation on current alcohol and drug concealment trends and identifiers. Don Teeter, a North Carolina physician, will discuss the four types of pain and the most effective treatment for each type. Teeter will also discuss the current opioid epidemic and effective solutions for each disorder. The symposium is being done in partnership with Yavapai College Police Department, and Sergeant James Tobin will make a presentation on recent studies and information on alcohol. The symposium is taking place in Building 19, Room 145 on Yavapai College's Prescott campus on Sheldon Street. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear tonight, sunny and breezy tomorrow. Expect an overnight low of 53 tonight in the Prescott area, with a high of 80 tomorrow and a high of 81 on Friday. 58 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, with a high on Thursday of 90 and a high on Friday of 91. Talk of the Town will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 FM. KQ&A.
Once again, ladies and gentlemen, it's the Prescott Built Festival at Yavapai College. This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. For the past few years, Olson's has been a proud supporter of this 9-day event. This year, the festival runs from June 8th through June 16th, and that's right around the corner. Of particular note are three films featuring horses with unique talents. They are The Wild Horses of Chingutique, Silent Connection, and Kinksome. Each of these films will tug at your heartstrings in different ways. The first two films feature the healing therapy that horses bring to humans. The third film is a lavishly beautiful period drama set at the peak of the Austro-Hungarian Empire and is based on the true story of the legendary Hungarian racehorse Kinksome. For all the information you need, go to PrescottFilmFestival.com or go to the Olsen's website, Olsen'sFamily.com, to get links to the movie trailers. Admit more than one, because good enough just isn't.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
When someone comes into Prescott Brewing Company and asks which domestic beers we have available, they're usually looking for one of the macro beers that took over the brewing industry after Prohibition. But while those beers are still produced in America, the companies that produce them are no longer American-owned. We offer you a variety of premium domestic beers brewed right here in Prescott, Arizona. How much more domestically made can you get? Made in America and American-owned. Prescott Brewing Company, real beer, real food, real people, and real local.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, we have our next guest that you're here to introduce.
Thank you, Sherry. Our next guest is Timmy Bowler, representing United Way of Yavapai County. Welcome to the show, Timmy.
Hi, thank you. Thanks for having me.
We're so glad to have you.
Well, yeah, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I like pina coladas.
Well, there you go.
And getting caught in the rain.
There you go. I love that.
Yeah,
That's great.
And I am the Community Relations Coordinator for United Way of Yavapai County.
Uh-huh.
I'm new to the position.
Okay,
so
well, congratulations.
Thank you. I've been there since March of this year.
Wow.
Yeah. So I've been in Prescott since July of 2011.
Okay.
So I came here from New Hampshire.
Okay.
As an AmeriCorps VISTA. So I was assigned to an organization as a VISTA, CCJ.
Okay.
You know, Coalition
yep.
for Compassion
yes.
and Justice.
Yes.
And after my year of service, I stayed on with them until about 2016, just before I left for the Peace Corps. And here I am.
Wow. Yeah.
So but you didn't say it right. You were from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yeah.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you have that.
It's a connection. I think some kind of connection.
I didn't care about the cap pack. Out there, but, you know.
Yeah. That's great. Well, how do you like Prescott so far?
Prescott is very nice. There's a lot of things to do, and there's some wonderful people in town. And, yeah, the views are just fantastic.
Yeah, yeah I would agree involved. With you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on your position.
Thank you.
And
thank you.
Why don't you tell us a little bit about United Way of Yavapai County?
Sure. Well, it's a 501c3 nonprofit agency. Mm-hmm. Actually, not many people know. I don't think the United Way of Yavapai County started in 1987.
Wow.
Yeah, so there were a group of volunteers that wanted to do a little bit more for their community, and so they started United Way here in Yavapai County. So it's switched different locations, but we are downtown.
Okay.
And not many people know where we are either. So we're at 143 North McCormick Street.
Wonderful.
Suite 201.
Yep.
So if you're in the neighborhood, just come by and say hi.
Yep. Right on the corner there.
Yeah, right
easy
on the
to
very
find.
Corner. Absolutely. And we have lots of packing.
Yeah.
So our mission at United Way.
I love that.
Did you get that? I'm probably the only one that got that. So our mission at United Way, Yavapai County, is to unite people, organizations, and resources to improve lives and build strong communities throughout Yavapai County so that everyone receives a quality education that leads to a stable job and earn enough income to support a family and lead a healthy life. And so we do that by involving many stakeholders in the community. So we identify critical needs, mm-hmm. And we develop partnerships and invest in those programs that address those issues through our community impact grants. So some of the programs we support include PASS, you know, Prescott Area Shelter Services, Verde Valley Habitat for Humanity, the Verde Valley Imagination Library. I think you guys know that started, Dolly Parton started that, and they just celebrated their, I think, 100 millionth book that they distributed.
Wow.
I know. It's
wow.
pretty fantastic. So we support those kinds of programs.
Okay.
And actually, in this past year, United Way awarded several organizations with $10,000 to start a social enterprise program that focused on job training here in the county as well. So,
yeah, I was as a chamber connection, I find that to be wonderful, a wonderful asset to our area, to the county.
Absolutely.
Actually,
absolutely,
very impressed with that.
Yeah, and in house, you know, we also have our own professional development program, the Center for Nonprofit Excellence, and we have work. workshops and classes specifically designed for nonprofit leaders, volunteers, and staff, you know, to help build a, you know, a good foundation for the organization and in turn for our community. So we're doing a lot of good stuff. In fact, we have a class coming up, and your previous guest is attending that class on June 7th.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so, yeah, it's Thursday, June 7th from 3 to 4:30. It's going to be engaging the major gift donors. And it's actually, it's free,
okay.
First of all.
Okay. And you have to be nonprofit?
You know, we invite anybody
okay.
who wants to come.
Okay.
Absolutely. So the class will be led by, I hope I pronounced his name right, Frank Bourget,
okay.
Who is the executive director for the American Red Cross of Northern Arizona. And that class, this particular class, will be held in our office. Again, that's, you know, 143 North McCormick Street, Suite 201, right in downtown Prescott.
Yeah. One question I have is, because you hear about United Way, are you connected to the national United Way, or is there an affiliation with that?
The connection we have is we get a lot of our training materials and marketing materials from them. And so, you know, and that's the one thing that I try to emphasize with everyone that I speak to is that when they give to United Way of Yavapai County, that money stays in United Way Yavapai County.
Okay.
We pay 1% to the Worldwide United Way.
Okay.
Again, for our training materials and
excellent
and marketing and all of that stuff, videos, posters, every material that we use, and so we get from the Worldwide United Way. But again, I cannot stress enough. You know, so that leaves 99% of every donor dollar stays here.
That's a very good point because a
absolutely.
Lot of people do
oh,
not
yeah.
know that.
Absolutely. When I worked for American Airlines years ago, I donated to United Way, not really knowing what they were about.
Exactly.
And so
having
been in this position, and even before this, and learning about United Way and what it does and how local, you know, the resolutions are, you know, that the impact locally is really, it's sets me at ease.
Yeah, well, and I think that, you know, there's so many impersonators and,
absolutely.
You know, and when you hear of crises and, you know, I mean, the brand itself, United Way, I think we all know.
It's a recognizable brand.
It is a recognizable brand. So it's nice to know that our brand here supports here.
Absolutely. And that's our 1%. It's that brand. 91% of the general public recognizes United Way.
You bet. You bet.
We'd like to use that.
So for our listeners out there, are there ways for folks to get involved?
Absolutely.
I mean, you've got the services, but you probably need some power behind that.
Oh, absolutely. We're always looking for community members to get involved, whether it's through volunteering, through advocacy, and giving. I mean, giving is the most powerful way to contribute to United Way. You know, we have a lot of partners and a lot of businesses that donate to United Way through the employee giving campaign and payroll deduction. It's the easiest and most efficient way to do that. But yeah, we have volunteer opportunities as well.
And because you're a 501c3, that's a tax write-off, right?
It is, but it's not part of the Arizona
okay.
Giving, yeah.
Okay, but still,
yes.
It's still, you
it
can still.
Still is. Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
With that 501c3 piece.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, there's, I mean, your mission is wonderful. And I think it is good, like Robert mentioned, to reiterate that everything stays right here locally.
Yes, it does. And we do have, you know, when you mentioned volunteers, we have our Volunteer Day of Action coming up on June 21st.
Okay, what does that entail?
That entails it's going to be from 9 to 3 on the 21st.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our National Day of Service, so we have lots of volunteers. We go into different organizations and volunteer for their for special service projects. So if you would like to get involved, you can contact us. Jackie Arvista is in charge of this, and our number at the office is 928-778-6600. Or you can email Jackie directly at yavapaiuw@gmail.com. And then we have one more big event, and this is our largest event of the year. I say large because it's our big kickoff event.
You bet.
And that's going to be on Thursday, September 13th, and that's going to be from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Holiday Courtyard in downtown Prescott. So it is a bit of a fundraiser for us, but more importantly, it's a celebration of our donors, our partners, our volunteers, all the care, power of caring hearts all under one roof.
Oh, so, well, super.
Yeah.
Well, we're so glad to have you on the show today.
You.
And welcome to Prescott.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for all your good work.
I appreciate it.
And just remember, again, to supporting United Way here in Yavapai County stays here.
Absolutely.
So that's wonderful.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little birdie told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Is your advertising being noticed? Getting the right attention means getting the right business. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we focus not only on customer service, but also highest quality printing and design that is sure to catch the eye. A&E Reaper Graphics knows how to design, print, and deliver what you're looking for in your time frame. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
We did it again! Cliff Castle Casino has been voted the number one casino in Arizona for 19 years in a row. All casinos have slot machines and table games. What they don't have is the level of commitment to guest satisfaction, friendly team members, and a warm and welcoming environment found at Cliff Castle Casino. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and plan your visit. Come and experience everything we have to offer and see why Cliff Castle Casino is number one and the perfect place to play.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. Thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. And Robert, now it's our turn to talk a little bit about what's going on.
Oh, boy, we could spend the rest of the day doing that.
I know. There's so much going on.
We just have a few things going on in Prescott, in the Prescott area.
Yeah.
I'll start with Friday. I'll give you just a few of them.
Okay.
Do get on our website at prescott.org, though, just in case I miss one of your favorites. Friday, June 1st is Jersey Lily Saloon Day. It's the first annual. It's the Jersey Lily Saloon right downtown. Starts about 4 o'clock. So come on down Friday, June 1st at 4 o'clock for the festivities.
And that sounds like a lot of fun.
That should be a blast,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's right across the street from the Courthouse Plaza, of course, right up in the balcony.
Yep.
And that brings me into the next event, which is June 1st, which is the Summer Concert Series kickoff with jazz, movies, idol, concerts. And that's right in the Courthouse Plaza. You can get that schedule right down at the Visitor Information Center. Come on down and pick one up. It's a big blue one right out front or inside. So, again, that's Friday, June 1st is the kickoff for that, and that will be at 6:30. So come on down for that and join Jersey Lily. Let's see. What else? Party in the Pines is going to be at the Mile High School Ground from 4 to 10. That's a big event.
And that's on Saturday, right?
That is on Saturday, June 2nd. That's from 4 to 10. That's Party in the Pines. There's brews, games for the whole family, wine, fun.
And our young professionals, the Prescott Area
Young Professionals. Young Professionals is the major sponsor for that, and they do a super job on that.
Yep.
I go every year. It's just so nice to see a well-run event.
Yeah, and the proceeds there support our unified school district.
Yes, it does. Yeah, so Prescott Unified School District does get the funds from that, so which is really nice.
That
so come on down and
really
support
nice.
Your community and the school district.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday and Sunday this week is the 45th Annual Folk Arts Fair. Fred Vail was just here talking a little bit about that. And, of course, that's at Charlotte Hall Museum from 10 to 5. And that's Saturday and Sunday. So that's just a few of them.
Well, we also want to remind everybody about the Prescott Farmers Market at Yavapai College. That starts at 7:30 and goes until noon.
Yep, and that's every Saturday right at the Yavapai College, which is great. So.
And they were our guest recently, and they mentioned that there might be some special things going on. So you want to make sure to check in with that as well.
Yes, they have new things every year. It's a great farmers market. You got to shop local. You got to eat local, so come on down to the Prescott Farmers Market Saturday.
It's a great thing. And so the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, we have our Territorial Days coming up, Robert.
Yep.
That's going to be on June 9th and 10th. And that's a really fun time. It's Saturday, Sunday. Saturday it starts from 9 to 5, and Sunday it's from 9 to 4, and that's at the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza as well. And then we have something coming up towards the end of June, and this is something that I know I'm getting really excited about it. It's our 37th Annual Prescott Bluegrass Festival presented by Lamb Chevrolet. And, oh, my goodness, have you heard who we're going to have?
Our
lineup.
You better tell people about these folks.
Well, I think, first of all, 37 years of celebrating the Prescott Bluegrass Festival, one of the things that is exciting is this is a free event.
Mm-hmm.
And so all you have to do is bring your chairs, come on down to the Yavapai County Courthouse Plaza, and just enjoy all the music that will be going on for the weekend. What is interesting about Bluegrass Festival, Robert, is that people bring their instruments, and there's jamming that goes on all around town.
Yeah, they jam all over the plaza. That's one of the best parts, I think, for me.
I was so impressed with that. You can have fun. Of course, we have great bands, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it's that other part, and people
it's
just getting involved.
It's very much community, isn't it? It's like pulls everybody in together.
And I tell you, even after the concerts are over, people are still just on the streets playing music.
Makes you want to pick up a banjo or a guitar.
Well, some people ban me from that, but I won't... I won't blame Scott too much about that. But our headliner band this year is Ryan Shoup and the Rubber Band. And he'll be playing Saturday for our evening concert, which is from 7 to 9. And then on Sunday, we happen to pick up a very special artist, Tom Paxton and the Don Juans. And that's going to be, he is a Grammy.
That's going to pull a lot of people
in.
So folks, really, you need to come early, set up your chair, pick up a sandwich at one of our local eateries, and just hang out on the lawn.
That's
what I do.
That's one thing that's fun is that you can have a picnic right on the lawn and just have family fun and just enjoy the whole time.
And there's raffles. There's just all sorts of fun.
Yeah. And again, we couldn't do it without our presenting sponsor, Lamb Chevrolet. But the City of Prescott Tourism Office and the Arizona Commission of the Arts, we're awarded grants because this is a musical festival, and so it's very special.
There's so many folks that support this. We
Pepsi Cola,
heads up for all of them.
Yep, Pepsi Cola and Yavapai Title Agency, and of course our very own Arizona's Hometown Radio Group.
Oh yeah,
they're there for the. that time period as well, along with Bucky's Casino and Yavapai Casino. So,
now, what's the best website where folks can get information?
They can
on?
Go, obviously, to the Visitor Information Center, right. But also the PrescottBluegrassFestival.com. All the information's on there, and you can see all the concert times and when your favorite artist is going to be playing. And I'm sorry to our listeners, but Sugar and the Mint is not available during that time because they're award-winning. They will be in Colorado during that time. So we've had a few people ask, and just know they were asked, but booked for that time period.
Yeah, that's
but
too bad.
I think we make up for it with
the
yeah, we make
areas.
Up for it. We've got the Century Valley Boys, the Corzines, and the Sonora Dogs as well. So we've got a good program scheduled
and
for
I
that.
I think it's the only free bluegrass yeah. festival in the country.
Yeah, it is. And I will tell you, we're getting a lot of attention with this year's program, so we're pretty excited
yep,
about
so
that.
So June 23rd, 24th, come on downtown.
Yep, you bet. And one other thing from a business point of view, and we're going to have JC, our guest, at our next show, but, you know, it's rodeo time. And, you know, the Prescott Frontier Days presenting the world's oldest rodeo will be going on. That starts June 28th through July 4th. But the business community, we get together on Thursday, June 21st, and it's presented by the Prescott Chamber, the Prescott Valley Chamber, Chino Valley Chamber, the Arizona Highway 69 Chamber, the Prescott Frontier Days. That we're all part of putting on this great Quad City Chamber Mixer, and that is Thursday, June 21st from 5 to 6:30, and that is right there at the Prescott Rodeo Grounds Grandstand. So,
That's always a fun night.
For our business community, put that on your calendar because that is a great night out.
Yes, it is.
And it's fun to be out there in the action of the rodeo and all that fun stuff.
You get your boots on and your hat and your tight wranglers and come on out.
Yep, and just get our cowboy on for that. So, man, there's so much going on. And, Robert, where can folks go for more information?
Though the best place to go, I would say, of course, is to our website at www.prescott.org or give us a call. One of our handy volunteers will be happy to answer any question for you at 445-2000. Again, it's area code 928-445-2000.
Thank you so much, Robert, and thank you to all of our guests today for listening, and thank you all of you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. Thank you.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.